Communications professor Kevin Coe wanted to know what impact a shout-out from a president might have on a minority group like the LGBT community.
Those public moments of recognition that presidents can offer do mean something to the group in question, and not just to the group in question, but they have a symbolic value where other people who hear them start to think about that group as a more central part of the fabric of the nation.
But whether a minority group gets that recognition from the president heavily depends on which political party is in the White House.
The impulse would be to think, well, this has been a fairly steady trajectory as far as increasing public acceptance of this group, and so maybe we would expect that presidents would also be somewhat steady in increasing their discussion of this group as they become a broader part of the national conversation. Maybe they would become a broader part of the presidential conversation as well. And in fact, what we find is party, political party, is a much stronger explanatory factor than just the passage of time.
When it comes to the LGBT community, Coe says it's possible that presidents from both parties will soon be discussing the group more.
I think party differences will probably remain to some extent, but they should eventually shrink to a point where they're less noticeable on this particular issue. I think as that acceptance spreads through constituents who would be voting Republican, you'll get a stronger incentive for Republican leaders to begin to talk about the group in supportive terms.
Coe's claims are supported by the findings of a 2016 Pew Research Center survey that discovered 63% of Americans say that homosexuality should be accepted by society. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Shaney Howard.